Hello and welcome to a TechTarget podcast on application program interfaces, or APIs, and their management. I'm Jan Stafford, executive editor of SearchSoa.com, and today I'm interviewing Amy Reichert, a veteran independent agile software test and development consultant. We'll talk about why managing APIs has become more complex, public APIs and their use, must-have features in API management tools, and more. Thank you for joining us, Amy.
Thank you for inviting me.
So let's get started with our questions. Why and in what settings are API management practices and tools needed today?
Well, I think if it's wise, if you're going to release an API, whether it's internal or external, that you first plan in a management practice. So if you plan to use an to release an API for public or internal use, you should have some plan to manage that API. Of course, there are purchase tools. You can purchase any number of tools, or you can develop an in-house tool. There are also companies that offer API management as a service, so they manage them for you. Basically, if you're going to release them, you need to have a plan to manage them.
And what are the risks of the developer or company opening an API to the public?
Well, if you open an API endpoint to the public, you've got to make sure that your endpoint is secured. So you don't want the public getting past your endpoint without the proper authentication. You also need to secure the API and monitor its use. So, you know, in my experience, I've seen companies that need to not only monitor that use, but audit the records so they can keep track of who's using it and for what purpose. You also need to have a risk of maintaining the API and notifying users of changes. So you've got to keep yourself in good relations with your users. You don't want to modify your API and break 500 applications using it because it's just not friendly.
Yeah.
And you need to provide documentation, you know, sample support, some kind of page that helps other developers connect to and use it. And it needs to be updated.
So updating is obviously a big issue, change management. What are some other management issues that are involved in opening your API to the public? Such as how does the company protect its intellectual property in that area or other areas?
I think the biggest thing is just making sure your endpoint and your API is secure, that it can't be altered internally, so the API itself can't be altered. The endpoint can't be subverted, and that, of course, again, is a lot of security, keeping up with security, making sure it's working, monitoring you don't have unauthenticated users, unauthorized users, trying to do something in your system or trying to access beyond your system. As far as intellectual property, if you're going to make your API public, you've got to be able to let go of that design, I guess you'd say.
With those security measures, what's common practice with security measures in API management tools or developed in-house or purchased?
Mostly right now what I've seen is, instead of using initially the HTTP, which is not secure, was a move to use HTTPS. And then also to use SAML as tokens to authenticate users and authenticate messages coming back and forth.
So what are the risks to developers of using public APIs?
I think the biggest risk is for developers is using a public API, if it changes, it's going to break your application. So you might end up with additional defects to fix or the need to make sure that you test or have automated unit tests that can detect when something changes before your users are impacted. And, you know, your functionality is going to change in an API, and you're going to have to plan to somehow monitor and track that so you know when you need to update your application.
So there's got to be some way to look at what the API owner is doing?
Yes, and that's part of the documentation, the API management service or, you know, API provider should have, mm-hmm. like the blogs you see or the frequently asked questions, some kind of release notes. There should be some kind of page that users can go and see the information on your API, what's coming up, what's planned, what's mm-hmm. been released recently.
So obviously, if you're talking about features in API management software tools, so obviously security and monitoring are big ones. What are some others?
Another big one I would say is version control, so you can control the version of your API.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what version you have, monitoring again. You need to have some kind of policy. So you need to add not only a policy of how your API can be used or should be used, you need to have a method that you're going to enforce it. So, in other words, again, you need that monitoring piece and have a plan of how you're going to enforce if someone is not using your API as it was intended.
I'm wondering too about integration, and should that be a feature in an API management tool, or is that outside of that the scope of API management tools?
It would be nice if it would be, yes. But integration, I mean, that's kind of an open, depends what you're integrating with. You would think that they would include, and I believe they do include integration tools or connectors generally in those services.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what do you see as worst practices or common mistakes that you see being made in API management?
The biggest one I've seen is releasing the API before you have a plan to management. You're releasing an API from development that upper management doesn't really understand what it does.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a significant, I mean, there needs to be some understanding and documentation on what an API does.
Mm-hmm.
And then either no or weak security at the endpoint, or no or weak security on the transfer points, so the message transfer points. If you're using API management tool, I think the difficult pieces is automating, controlling those connections. I don't know that you can control that connection. You're going to have to basically secure it so you can control how your API is used. I think that's kind of tricky. And ensuring consistency in your API use is a difficult task because developers are very creative.
Mm-hmm.
And as technology mixes and they want to provide more functionality, I don't know how companies will really ensure that consistency remains there.
Well, that's a tough one. And are there standard agreements between the owner of the API that's opened it to the public and the developer or user of that API?
Generally, yes. There should be some kind of policy or contract.
Mm-hmm.
The ones I've seen have usually been controlled by contracts. So contracts on how you're using it, the format you're going to use, say for the JSON or the XML, there's usually a standard format that needs to be enforced. Otherwise, you'll have issues.
Mm-hmm. So anything that developers should watch out for in those kind of contracts?
No, I would just be careful to look over what you're agreeing to the format to be. The biggest
mm-hmm.
issues I've seen is difference of opinions in format that weren't noticed in the contract. And so forced a lot of development changes to make sure that we adhered to that.
Good. Well, that was great advice, Amy. Thank you so much for talking with me
sure.
today. And thanks to our audience for listening. And have a good day. Goodbye.